I just want to apologise for coming late. Traffic was horrendous this morning. I did leave and give myself 40 minutes, but it ended up taking me 45 to 50. I apologise.
Okay. Hey, Kislev, Tuesday the 17th of November, Rabbi Zacharia Jacobson, Pidyon HaBen.
The Chayodom talks about his days by Venusino Arabim, that people got conscripted to service to the government. A person could be given a day's notice to work for the government, for maybe it was Shmira, and you'd have to do a service, and sometimes you could be given a Friday, sometimes a Shabbos. And sometimes you'd have a choice, if he's going to do a Friday or he's going to do a Shabbos. Now if he chooses to do Shabbos, let's say there's no Chilul Shabbos, on Friday he could wear tefillin. However, if he would then choose to do the Friday, on Shabbos he could do other mitzvahs, say Shema on Shabbos. And the shaila is, what should he do? We're going to look at today at a piece of Gemara in Kiddushin Chof Tes Amud Aleph. And that Gemara Be'ez Hashem will help us understand and give us light and understanding of what the person should do. The Gemara says, it's also to Sefta with a slight difference, Tom Rabbanon, lift those spinoi velalis the rega. Person has got a choice. He's got a duty. He has to be poi to his son, and he has to be oile rega. Now the Rambam says we're talking here where the person's only got enough money to do one. He's got five sloim to do pidyon haben and to be oile rega. It costs to be oile rega. The Tosfos Riyas Zaken says the cost, the expenses to go up to be Oile Regel. The Derech Emunah from the Ruchaim Kanievsky, Zolzan Gesund und Stark, he brings that the cost could be how he'll support himself in Yerushalayim or the Korban Re'iyah. So he can only do one or the other because he's only got money for one and not the other. Tanakama says he has to be paid to his son, and it's the Gemara Lecture says that Tanakama is based on a Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're meant to be Oile Regel, you go to do the mitzvah, which is Aliyah the Regel, because that's a mitzvah Iveres, that's a mitzvah that will pass. And the Rishonim Amadaik, that this is something that Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama don't argue with, that's a rule, mitzvah Iveres is something everybody agrees to. The question I was asked, when I said this over in Shir, I was asked this by one of my Talmidim. He said he doesn't understand this Gemara. This Gemara is suggesting that when you've got a pidyon haben, and then you've got a mitzvah of Oile Regel, and the Hamakna says we're talking here where the mitzvah of pidyon haben is already, day Lamed Aleph has come, it's the 31st day, the man is chayev to do pidyon haben. We're being told, according to everybody, if it would not be for a pasuk, you'd have to be Oile Regel first. You've only got money to one, you've got to be Oile Regel. So they ask, what's happened to the rule of Eimavir in Ala Mitzvahs? They have been told that you've got two mitzvahs and one mitzvah hits you first, you've got a duty to do that mitzvah first. Eimavir in Ala Mitzvahs. To strengthen the question, there's a famous Shaila from the Radvaz in Chelek Dalad Elef Pei Zion, or otherwise known as Simon Gimel. Reuven was imprisoned, and he was given a day in the year he could choose where he'd be allowed to go out and do Torah mitzvahs and go and daven. What day should he choose? In the tshuva, the Radvaz says some said he should choose Yom Kippur, others said Purim, and the Radvaz argues with all of them and says, Eim avirin ala mitzvahs. That rule tells you the first opportunity you can go and take a day off and go in a minyan, that's what you need to do. And when we don't start weighing up, oh, this is a mitzvah chamura, Yom Kippur, or other days as such. A mitzvah kala, keneged mitzvah chamura, eim avirin ala mitzvahs. You do the first opportunity you've got to do mitzvahs, that's what you do. So this is a memory of Resh Lakish and Psochim and Yom and Megillah, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Rashi there says, Hapeger b'mitzvah, somebody who comes upon a mitzvah, lo ya'avor mimeno, must not pass over it. And we actually learn it from a pasuk, from a shmartem es ha-matzois, and we read it as a mitzvois, that we're not allowed to allow the mitzvahs to be delayed and wait and become chometz and become old. We understand this in a practical way. Every day we put our tefillin away. The Rambam paskens, according to Rav Haiha, Rav Haiha teaches the Gemara and Yoma, that when you come to put away your tefillin, you've got to make sure that what's on top, tefillin sheyad, tefillin shalosh, you have to make sure the tefillin sheyad is on the top of the bag, that in the next morning, because you've got to put tefillin on sheyad first, and that precedes the tefillin shalosh, we don't want you passing over a mitzvah, the mitzvah tefillin shalosh, in order to get to your tefillin shalyad. Your tefillin shalyad should be put in a way that you can access it straight away. So that's in practice the rule of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. So the Talmud asks that this Gemara in Kiddushin is a Pele, because this Gemara is suggesting that a mitzvah iveres such as Oyle Regal precedes Pidyon HaBen, where the Hamakneh certainly learns the Gemara that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen came to the person first. Now the Chacham Tzvi, in Simon Kufvav, in his Chuvas, he brings this Radvaz, and he argues on the logic of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. He says he's got another Gemara, where that Gemara shows that when you've got a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamura, when you've got one mitzvah which is stronger, which in whatever way it is, and it's got kedima normally, so that mitzvah, we will say, mavirin of the lighter mitzvah in order to get to the stronger mitzvah. So what's his example? His example is Gemara Menachos, where they only had enough money for tamidin of Sunday, or musafin of Shabbos. So tamidin is todi, it's constant, it's a mitzvah which is todi. Musafin is a mitzvah which has got kedusha. It may not be todi as tamidin, as a tamid, but it has kedusha, it's a korban that comes on Shabbos. Where the Gemara is not sure what comes first, does tamidin come first because it's tamid? In other words, you should delay and not use the animals that you've got and use them for the next day for the korban tamid. Or no, we should straight away use them for the korban musaf. From the fact that the Gemara's got such a shaila, and clearly the musaf hits you first, because that's Shabbos and we're talking about the tamidim of Sunday, it shows you that when you've got a shaila, maybe toddy is stronger than mekudosh. That shows you it's better to wait for the toddy the next day, because it's a better korban, and pass over the mitzvah of musafin. So we don't have the rule of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs when you've got a more chomodika mitzvah. However, in practice, he agrees with the Radvaz for a number of reasons. First of all, he says, we're not going to allow you to wait till Yom Kippur, because who says the person will live? We have a rule of Chayshinun Shem Yomos, without going into the whole Gemara and Yevamos, the proof that for a short time we won't worry and be concerned the person may die. But when it comes to a longer period, we have a rule of Cheshin and Shem Yomos. He also says he's come across another Gemara, Gemara Moed Katan, where that Gemara seems to be a strong proof to the Radvaz. The Gemara says, Ksiv Fales Magal Raglecha, which in other words we're being told to weigh up. When we do mitzvahs, we've got to make cheshbonos and weigh something up. Maybe chomor k'neged kal. On the other hand, there's another pasuk. They ask a contradiction in the Gemara where it says altafales. It says pentafales. You should not. You should not weigh things up. So the Gemara there says a difference and a distinction between when a mitzvah is done through others or a mitzvah is done through yourself. If a mitzvah is done through others, it's the way Rashi learns. Then you can make cheshbonos. I'll do the mochama one, we'll get somebody else to do the kal one. Correct. And however, when it comes to a person himself, there, the way Rashi learns it, a person's not allowed to make cheshbonos. Al tefales. Elo mitzvah shebo liyotcha. A mitzvah that comes to your hands. Ben gedoyla, ben ketana, asay. Whether it's a gedoyla or a ketana, a person's got a duty to do this. That's coming from Rashi in Moed Katan Daf Tes Amud Beis. So here we've got a Mefurash Rashi, where Rashi tells us that you're not allowed to pass over mitzvah kala in order to be able to achieve a mitzvah chamura. So this is a Gemara supporting the Radvaz Cheshbon. So the Chacham Tzvi, Tzvi Hash Ashkenazi, he says the following. He says, could be the Gemara in Menachos with Tmidim and Masafim, since we're dealing about animals, and it's all about Avodah, so it's considered one theme of Avodah. However, if you had two complete different mitzvahs, he says, where today you can maybe, there's a kala, and tomorrow there's a chance to do a mitzvah in Amuvcha, then it would be Toiv Lahamtin Lemocha. Ve'ein bazeh mishum ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. Apologies, I've misquoted it. Yesh doimah, that the Tmidim and Musafim, the reason why you're allowed to, the other way around, the reason why you're allowed to delay for the next day is because it's like one mitzvah. And when you've got one mitzvah, you're in that very same mitzvah that you could do it later better, you're allowed to delay. Aval b'mitzvah shoynos, when it comes to different mitzvahs, then we say, ein ma'virin ala mitzvah. In other words, when you've got two complete different mitzvahs, they're not one theme. There we'll have the rule of Eimah Virin Ala Mitzvahs. And this would go in line with what the Radvaz is saying. That the Radvaz is ruling Eimah Virin Ala Mitzvahs and you can't weigh up a Kala Kochamura. And this is what we're seeing in the Gemara in Moed Katan. This is the point from the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Chacham Tzvi finishes off by saying that anyway, it's a very risky thing to wait for another opportunity, if a person's imprisoned and they're giving him this one day in the year, it's a risky thing to rely on their word that they're going to allow him to, you know, definitely have that opportunity. And if they let you do it today, you grab that opportunity. Because, PMD Beishav, based on what the Chacham Tzvi and the Radvaz are both saying, when you've got two different mitzvahs, there we have the rule of Eimah Virin Ala Mitzvahs. This Bacha's question is very strong. We've got Pidin HaBen, we've got Oyle Regel, two complete different mitzvahs, no connection to each other. And this Gemara is saying that it's because of Mitzvah Iveris, which is a Din Kedima, it's more important, it's a mitzvah that's going to pass, it's better to do the Mitzvah Iveris and push away your Mitzvah Pidin HaBen. So the question really comes back. Why is that allowed to? Surely we've got the rule of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. The Nishmas Adam, at first he never saw the Chacham Tzvi, and he never saw the Radvaz. And he brings a different Gemara in Shabbos. Shabbos Chof Gimel Amid Beis. Omer Rava, Pshitali, it's poshut to me, that you've got Ner Beisoy and Ner Chanukah, you've got a question of Shabbos candles, or Chanukah candles, that if you've only got money for one, you use the money for Shabbos because of Shalom Bayis. If you've got Ner Beisoy v'Kiddush Hayoyim, you've got money to do Shabbos candles or Kiddush, then Ner Beisoy Odif. Again, use the money for Shabbos candles, Mishom Shalom Beisoy. So why do we need the reason of Shalom Bayis? Surely the first mitzvah that's going to hit you is going to be the Ner Shabbos, because you light them before Kiddush. You bring in Shabbos, the women bring Shabbos with the candles. Kiddush happens once it's already Shabbos. So surely we should have the old rule of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Why do we need the new rule, a new reason of Shalom Bayis?
Sorry, and on the first one, you say Ner Chanukah Odif, because the Chanukah will be before Ner Shabbos.
Yeah, because you'd like, because there's Minik, we definitely would like Chanukah before, because before once you like Shabbos, it's already Shabbos. It's the same question.
The candles of Shabbos is Rebbe's, and the Kiddush is his. That's one of the reasons it's brought.
Interesting point. I mean, I was bothered with this Gemara is that we're talking persons, obviously not. We're talking about questions. He's only got a certain amount of money, and he wants to go and buy these items. So at that point, when it's Friday, both are chal on him at the same point. I've got to make sure that I've got to have these available. It's not a question one before the other. It's which one do I buy? At that point, the chiv is on both of them. I was bothered. That's what bothered me. But this is his kasha. He then brings the Gemara Menachas, which is Gemara Menachas Memtes, the Gemara we quoted about Tmidim no Masafin, and makes the same ha'ara as the Chacham Tzvi. That there, why is there a cheshbon of Iboilu, who is Mekudesh more important, something happening on Shabbos more important than Tate? At the end of the day, the Masafin, what the Kabra Musaf, is something you're going to do first. You've got the two animals there. It's Shabbos now. Which one do I do first? Do I do the Korban Musaf, or do I do the Korban Tomid the next day? There clearly is a very strong raya that we don't say the rule of Eimavir and Alamitzis, and you look for the more important one. The more important one takes precedence. He says, Omno Motsosi Biyuma, Betoisas Diva Masal Eimavirin. Shekosu Vizela Shoinam. Now this Toisas is a big catch. Because Tosa says, "To loishayach eimavirin elahecha to beinon lemeva traveu," where it's possible to do both, then we'll have a rule. Which one do you do first? Well, you've got eimavirin alamitzus. You've got to do the first one that you approach first. Sheish lagdim ahuta poka bebereisha. Aval hecha in a situation, to loyavdinon elochav, that you can only do one. Loigomrina mina. We do not have this rule of eimavirin alamitzus. And then you'll do the more important one. V'neved l'todeh l'chodeh, v'loi neved l'she'en l'todeh. You'd look for the more important one, and the one that Tosha is talking about is the one which is todeh. So this Tosha is an opening to answer all the questions. Because Tosha is saying when you've only got money for one, and the Rambam explains the Gemara in Kiddushin, our original question, where you've got a question of pidyon haben. Person's got to be poydeh himself. Or he's got to be oile regel. Which one does he do first? He's only got money for one. So the Tanakhama says, well, you've got to be poed yourself because I've got a posuk. And the Rabbi Yehuda says, you do the one which is more important, the one which is oile regel, which is a mitzvah oiveres. A mitzvah oiveres has got kadima. That's the one you do. And the Rishonim explained, well, that actually is a yisoid, a rule that everybody holds. Mitzvah oiveres comes first. Pidyon haben is unique because it's the posuk. So the question we asked, why is it you're doing Pidyon HaBen, you're doing Oile Regel first? You're going to be Oile Regel first because of Mitzvah Oiveres. Surely Pidyon HaBen is something that hits you first, and you've got the rule of Eimavirin. Well, according to this, it's not a question, because you've only got money for one. If you've only got money for one, you'll have to make the cheshbon of what's more important. And we're being told, Mitzvah Oiveres is more important. It's a Din Kedima because it's a Mitzvah Oiveres. The idea of Mitzvah Oiveres is not just because we're worried, do it. It's not because we're worried, oh, do it straight away because we're worried, Shama, Yifosha, the person will be negligent and won't do it at all. I saw in Dolly Soloveitchik, he says it's nothing to do with that. He brings a proof from the Gemara, it's because it's a din kadima, it's got more importance. Because it's a verse, it becomes a more important mitzvah. So, we could really stop here because the Nishma Sotam is brought terrors. However, what's very interesting is that the Yaivetz, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, he brings this Tosfos, and then only afterwards he asks the Kasha. He actually asks the Kasha from the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara we just quoted about Pidyon HaBen versus Oile Regel. So he actually brings this Tosfos, and yet he still goes ahead and ask the question on, based on this Chacham Tzvi, we say, Eimavirin ala mitzvahs, why is it that you're going to do Oile Regel first? Surely Pidyon HaBen first, because that comes to you first. And as a result of that, he actually establishes the Gemara differently to the Amakneh. And he says that this Gemara in Kiddushin is talking in a situation, he tries different situations of where the Chiv of Pidyon HaBen and the Chiv of Oile Regel hit the person at the very same point. In other words, because he goes into the idea that the Hechsha mitzvah, all the preparations for Oile Regel, is already considered the mitzvah itself, and therefore the moment the person's chayev with Pidyon HaBen and his chayev with Oile Regel come at the same moment, and that's why Oile Regel has to come first.
But you can get out of Oile Regel by moving further away, and you can't get out of Pidyon HaBen.
They do ask us as a question that how can it be if a person's got so short of money, then really he should not have a chiv or oiler regel in the first place? These questions are dealt with at length. Now I just would like to just finish off, if I may, with putting it into practice, with the words of the Chaya Odom. The Chaya Odom, just to say a few lines in the Chaya Odom, just to put this all into Lemaisa. Kaimelon, Eim Avirna LaMitzvahs. We rule the Eim Avirna LaMitzvahs. Rotzolayim, a mitzvah shetova liyodo itzchila, a mitzvah that comes to your hands first, Yasena, you should do it. V'lo yanichenom, v'nei shereitza achshav lasa acheres. And you're not allowed to leave it because you want to do another mitzvah. The culture came and how much more so she and the chenlo gomit just to leave it completely in order to do another one. The issam in our Torah, it's an issam in our Torah, which is contrary to what the Radvaz says in another place, it's issam in Rabbonon. And he brings the pasuk of Shemata Mesamatzvus, that we read it Shemata Samitzvus. He brings three Tanoim, but I want to mention Tanoim number one. Deloi Shaykh, Deloi Mavrin, Elo Kishoroitza base mitzvahs. When you want to do two mitzvahs, that's when the rule is Eimavirin. Going, you want to put on a talis and you want to put tefillin. So the first one that hits you first, that's the one you have to do. But he says, im ein t'pnai l'kaim shneim, only rak echad, if you only could do one, then we don't have the rule of ein mavirin. Elo adraba ozrinon acha mitzvah chamura, you have to go according to the stricter one. So this is the nishos odom paskin, the chay odom paskin, the meiser on this toisus in yomata, the flamet gimel. So in the case of tzitzis and tefillin, you'd have to put the tefillin because it's more chamura, because it's kedusha b'yoisa, and it's also chayva saguf. So he says, when one of them is todeh, one of them is not todeh again, or one of them is o mitzvah overes, you'd have to do the todeh or the mitzvah overes, because those are more chamur. And then he goes on to say, v'afilu yeshafon o mitzvah doraisa lasayoyim. You've got a mitzvah doraisa to do today, rak, because she yasen ayoyim lo yuchal amocha, the case of the soldier. If he does the mitzvah today, he won't be allowed tomorrow to. If he takes off on tomorrow the day of service, then today he will be able to do tefillin. But if he takes today the day of service, tomorrow he can do the mochomot deka mitzvah. Mitzvahs on Shabbos are mochomot because there's kedusha there. So then he's got to do the one which is chomo, and he's got to leave till tomorrow. He's got to, as with the shayla we began with, in the case of the soldier in service, he'd have to actually do away without putting tefillin on today, and rather keeps. Say Shema tomorrow, which is the mitzvah Shema, which is Todeh, and it's got Kedusha, and put aside the Todeh of Tefillin. Thank you very much for listening.